Hey guys.
Hey, good Wendy. Morning.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi, Tom. Hi, everybody. Hey, gang.
All right, Wendy's is trying on shoes for today's show and having a tough time at it.
And really, really, Wendy, really? Because we hate you even more now that we've met you and been in your place of worship. Because, first of all, Tom, as you and Jay saw, she has closets of clothes.
Shoes.
So, and people just bring this. So what do you like? What, dresses and shoes and all of this to...
It's good.
It's great living.
I can't,
and then
I
we
can't,
hear you this morning on, oh, I don't like that shoe on this.
I can't put my big, I can't put my middle toe in
I
this.
I got side meat on this thing.
Side
up.
Meat, Wendy? Really?
I've got very wide feet. I could use a trim of about 1 inch off each outer side of my feet. But with that said,
provided that surgery, you do that one too?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the summertime is not the time for all women to expose their feet.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, that's why a peep toe is a girl's best friend. Because if you get a peep toe shoe, that is your version of a sandal. Sandals are not for every woman. And those of us. Yes. Like I have a size 12 foot. 11 and a half sometimes. Sometimes it's an 11, but it's always wide. Mm-hmm. And it's not always good. So I have to work within the confines of the feet that I have. So I have no idea what kind of shoes I'm going to be wearing today, but I do know that I'm starting with a what color dress because it's Monday?
Black.
Yeah.
So it was that kind of weekend.
Yeah, well, you know, the food gets good. I mixed a good meatloaf last night, baked potato, extra sour cream and butter, you know. And then Derek Luke is coming on today. You know,
ooh,
cute young man. He's got a nice career, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's horrible here in New York. It's raining like monsoon, like it's dark like midnight. Trees are blowing for no reason, and it's about 75 degrees. Mm.
Are you excited about the new reality show with Eddie Murphy's ex and R. Kelly's
Hollywood exes?
The exes?
I actually got a sneak peek of that show this weekend, and I am looking forward to watching that. And the girls come on the show today, not all of them. But along with Derek Luke on today's Wendy Show, Nicole Murphy, who is Eddie's ex now with Michael Strahan, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So she's coming on. Jose Canseco's ex-wife Jessica. They have a daughter together.
Now, are they going to talk about? Are they going to talk about their exes?
Well,
what do they talk about?
Well, you know, first of all, they all have pretty open personalities. I'm sure that they have signed, though, you know, a phone book thickness worth of papers, what they can and can't talk about regarding their exes. But I can tell
that's
you,
that's why I asked.
Yeah, well, no, Jose is actively involved in the show.
As a producer?
No, as in he's about to move in with Jessica. Like, that's what the first episode's about. And then R. Kelly's wife, who we've never even heard talk. Most of us have never even seen her. So R. Kelly's wife is like, she's out. And loud and full of personality.
And making up for lost time.
Yes, exactly. She is not a shrinking violet like you might suspect. And she's the one who moves from Chicago out there. And Nicole Murphy is kind of the glue that holds everything together. Now, Sherry Zapata, who was married to Will Smith, won't be here today, but she's also part of the show. So, you know, it's a VH1 reality show, Hollywood Exism. We'll check it out. I mean, you know what reality show I think is cute? The Empire Girls.
Uh-huh. I like it, that.
I thought it was really cute. I just figured another random reality show. Mm-hmm. But before I knew it, I was watching a full hour. This was last weekend. This weekend, I didn't
what
see it.
What is that
I
can't, about?
It's about this girl named Julissa. She used to host on BET for a nanosecond. And Adrienne Bylon, who was in the Cheetah Girls, who used to date Rob Kardashian. Anyway, it's two girls in New York trying to, you know, get their hustle on and date. And it's actually a cute show.
Charlie Sheen is coming back to television with a new show called Anger Management.
Yeah, I've caught two episodes.
Is it funny? As funny as Two and a Half Men?
It is as funny as Two and a Half Men. And what I like about Charlie is that he's built a career off of what I perceived as just being Charlie. Like the Two and a Half Men character. Man, is the same character in Anger Management, is the same character as Charlie sitting
Charlie.
Here on the couch.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
like
Charlie.
It. I like
me
it
too.
Well, that, you know what? Yours is the first positive review I've heard of the show.
Really? What are people saying?
They're just saying it's not very funny and that it is Charlie. But
that's what Charlie
that's what
do.
People want.
Yeah.
That's him.
Did you watch the Kardashians?
He'll be here tomorrow, Charlie. You know what?
You're done.
No, it's not that I'm done. It's just that I'm so preoccupied with the ID channel. I told you that.
Dan, I'm crying.
Come on, we talked. I'm so preoccupied with that. I watched Jersey Housewives last night, but I woke up like 4 different times in the middle of the night looking at the clock. I was so excited to get here today to talk about dun, 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 Jennifer Lopez. And that boyfriend of hers.
So what is the deal with this?
I mean, the deal is laid out with a Coke bottle in the underwear.
Wow. Did you see that coming? Did you suspect?
I've been suspecting something about this man for a long time. Not necessarily a sexuality thing, but just, really?
Okay, so the story is that he's using her as a front that he is gay, and this other guy's been trying to lure him out. This other dancer has been trying to lure him out for months, and now it's all playing out, isn't it, Wendy, that Casper is gay?
Well, I don't know that he's gay. I don't want to say definitively.
Well,
but
this is what the guy is alleging.
But what man do you know takes pictures like that?
and as Wendy said, there are pictures that are very suspicious and make you go, "How you doing?"
I'm embarrassed for her.
I am too. I am too. That's the one thing that really just so. That hurts.
Yeah. Anyway, later on in the week, you guys, we have Romeo Miller. Jimmy J.J. Walker is stopping by as well.
He's got a book.
Yes, he's got a book, and he always makes an interesting guest. I know, Tom, I know you've talked to everybody. You've talked to him.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he is very interesting.
Yes.
He's something.
Yes, he is. Joe Manganiello later on in the week also. He's from that Magic Mike movie. He's
I want to see that.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye, Thanks, Wendy. Thanks for last week.
Thank you too, it was good.